What sort of frequencies of light can we use? We've had a question in from Kelvinator on Twitter, who says, can a laser light be from anywhere in the spectrum of light?
These days it can, yeah. I mean, the very first laser that was produced worked in the near infrared. It was really, really bright, so you could probably see it, but only just about. And gradually, as time went on, more and more lasers were developed with a wider range of available colours, a wider range of available wavelengths. And these days, the range is spectacular. Just last year, a group of scientists in America demonstrated a really high-power laser that's actually working in the X-ray region.
That's pretty powerful, I should imagine.
Very scary thing, yeah.
Lasers have been around for about 50 years. What was the background to lasers? I've heard them described as a technology looking for an application. How were they first invented?
Yep, solution looking for a problem. They grew from background research on microwave amplifiers, which, if you like, is a sort of very short wavelength radio wave. And as the wavelength got shorter and shorter, and light, if you like, is just a different kind of electromagnetic radiation, there was a race on to be the first one that you could see, essentially. And Ted Maiman generated this Ruby laser back in 1960, 50 years ago, first laser you could see, and he won the prize. Since then, the applications have just spread out enormously. To begin with, they were a very useful research tool. But pretty quickly, people got the hang of the fact that you could cut and weld with these. And you'll remember the James Bond film, Goldfinger, where cutting and welding is very much to the fore.
Absolutely. We do seem to see so many applications, from laser light shows at pop concerts. If you follow fashion, laser-cut shoes are very in at the moment. You can have laser surgery on your eyes and presumably a whole host of very technical applications. What's the sort of diversity that lasers are used for nowadays?
Oh, just about everything. I mean, you look around your house, you'd be surprised how many things have been made by a laser. Pretty well all the silicon chips, your flat panel TVs, as you say, a lot of stuff's been cut. We're working on quite a range of applications here. Everything from using lasers to look inside blister packs that have tablets in, just to make sure that the tablet really is what it says on the outside of the box, all the way through to trying, as you mentioned in the intro, to sort out the world's energy crisis. What are we going to do when we can't use fossil fuels anymore?
So how can we use lasers to make energy?
Well, if you think about fossil fuels, what they are is they're essentially stored sunshine. Almost all the energy that we use on the Earth now started out of sunshine. And the process, the natural process that drives sunshine is called fusion. And the idea is to use high-power lasers to get that fusion process under control here on the surface of the Earth. And then you can take isotopes of hydrogen, you can glue them together in the fusion process, you make helium, and you release energy. And that's the way the sun works, and that's the way we would like to do it.